This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight. I'm joined on this Thursday morning by Mr. Bob Akin. Sir, how are you?
I'm just doing fine. It's a great time of year.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. Speaking of, some things going on.
We do. Before we get to Sunday night's Oscars,
okay,
using the Grammys to talk broadly about what a great time this is for music, we're going to talk about the Oscars and, incidentally, what a great time this is for movies. But there has been an event going on a little closer that broke up yesterday afternoon that had been out at the hotel at DFW when the college athletics commissioners from the 11 BCS conferences and the AD from Notre Dame have all been in town trying to figure out what they're going to do as this monster threatens to die on their doorstep. And what essentially it's come down to has been mainly because the ratings almost fell through the floor for their TV purposes. Well, anywhere in the country outside the kudzu curtain when they had another SEC de facto championship game and passing that off as a national championship game. Well, that can't ever happen again, at least not under those circumstances. And they're going to take their good-natured time about meeting once a month to try to reshape the college football postseason so that hopefully they actually get full bowls that are not just imaginary fans sitting in the seats, but also where they can not quite half, but easily 40% of their audience that they had. Well, for instance, the Texas-USC game, a couple of others in the mid and latter part of the past decade. This was one of the worst ratings that one of those games had ever gotten when they had a rematch from the same conference. Well, there have been a couple of guys, two of the brighter commissioners, one of whom from the Big Ten has always opposed doing a playoff, and others who have done the sort of thing that is just not to be, if this were a movie script, you wouldn't believe it. The guy who's taken all of the blame for creating and inflicting the BCS in the first place is the now retired Southeastern Conference commissioner who came up with the idea that, okay, I'm going to do this, plus one. Well, if you're going to do it, you got to have a proviso in there, not like the Wilmot proviso, that only conference champions. Well, that's the same idea the Arizona State president, who would like to think of himself as a player, had floated out there, only he was talking about more than just four teams. In this case, they're talking about doing a football Final Four. Well, fine. Let's just take the top four conference champions. Well, how do you pick those? Well, I got a real simple, what could short-circuit this by 6 months. And you heard it here first.
All right, folks, you get your pens and paper.
No, it's simple. Pac-12 champion plays the Big Ten champion, the Rose Bowl every year. Keep that as it is. Let's send the Big 12 champion over to New Orleans or wherever. I'd do it in Dallas. They'd probably want to do it in Arlington under a dome. And have the Big 12 champion play the SEC champion, and the two winners pair them up about a week or so later at a site to be determined. Well, what about the other conferences? Well, now, if anybody's got any evidence that the Atlantic Coast Conference is still a major football power, I'd like to see it. In the last 10 years, there has been exactly one ACC team finish in the top four in any year. That was Miami 10 years ago. The Big East has none, so they went out and recruited one. In that case, it was real simple. Boise State is part of the expansion of the Big East to the West Coast. So at some point, if the ACC gets any better, or if Boise can ever maneuver their way into another league, Big 12 maybe, that solves the problem. There's the format. And then you simply buy off the others because the Tulane president, who kind of speaks for the outsiders, says, hey, make it worth our while. We'll go along with this. Do the same thing with the ACC and the Big East, period. That's it. But speaking of movie scripts, this is the Oscars coming up. And we talked last week about what a wonderful time this is for music. It's just about that good a time for
the cinema.
Exactly. And it's also a time of some generational change. This may be the last time that we see an Oscar night with nominees for the two great directors of my generation, mm-hmm. Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese with Hugo and War Horse. Mm-hmm. Another one, the rather reclusive Austin resident, Terrence Malick, has got one nominated that is worth seeing, Tree of Life. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, when we're looking, you know, who's probably going to win Best Picture? Well, a lot of people kind of like The Descendants, which is Alexander Payne's third movie of note, and Clooney is apparently great in it. Mm-hmm. I regret to say we have not yet seen it.
But
that's
seen
the
it
next thing we're going to do.
Sure.
But, hey, the likely upset winner, where all the buzz is a silent movie, The Artist. It was filmed mostly in London with an international cast with a French director and French leads. The leading lady is the director's real-life wife. They're people that you don't see often because none of them speak English or they don't speak well enough to act on.
Right.
Some of the supporting roles are several Americans that you'll recognize. John Goodman, for instance. Penelope Ann Miller. You know, this is something that's going to be worth seeing in the future. But what I would suggest would be that we've got, of this group of younger directors and actors, the woman who ought to win Best Actress, hey, Rooney Mara, mm-hmm. from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Mm-hmm. She is truly a Gen Y, as is Michelle Williams, who did a wonderful impression of Marilyn Monroe for My Week with Marilyn.
As I understand it as well. So what's your pick for best movie?
My pick was not even nominated. Oh. That was Tinker Taylor. Of those that are out there, it would not shock me a bit if, in fact, The Artist beats out The Descendants for Best Picture.
All right. We'll be looking for that and see
We'll have fun doing a retrospective on that.
We'll have to do that in the future. All right. Well, Mr. Aiken, thank you so much for joining us and for breaking it down.
Hey, we'll do it again.
All right. We are your station, 88.9 KETR. Stick around. Your local news on the way.